Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you, and enjoy. All right now, close your eyes. Put your mind and body at ease. Take a deep breath, inhaling slowly, filling your lungs with air. Hold it here. And now let it all out slowly. Good. Each breath that you will take helps you relax. Now take another deep breath in, breathing in deeply and slowly, feeling your chest rise, and open your mouth and relax your jaw and release. Feel your body relax. One more deep breath, breathing in deeply, expanding your lungs. Really fill them with air. Hold and exhale, releasing all of the air. Feeling your lungs deflate. Good. You are now more relaxed and feeling at ease. Imagine that you are on a large piece of land. You own this land, and it consists of 100 acres. Of this property is a house. This is your house. You are standing in your long driveway. This driveway is made of dirt and stones. Surrounding your driveway are rolling hills of grass and wildflowers. In the distance, you see a wooded area. That is part of your property too. On top of one of the hills, you see one large oak tree. As you look closely, you see two ropes hanging from a branch. At the bottom of these ropes is a board. The ropes and board create a swing. You walk off your driveway and into the long grassy field. As you walk, you point your fingertips away from your body and you let the tips of the grass brush along the tips of your fingers. You feel your fingertips relax. And it feels as though the relaxation is spreading now into your arms, and they relax. You stop for a moment and look up. You stop for a moment and take a look up into the big sky. The sky is bright blue with large, white, fluffy clouds. The clouds are moving from west to east. You watch the clouds as they slowly move across the sky. They change a little in shape as they move. And you try to see if any of the clouds take a recognizable shape. But right now, they just look like clouds. You continue to stand in the field of grass. Watching the clouds floating across the sky. This moment relaxes you. You feel calm and peaceful. You walk back to the driveway. And then take a detour to the front steps. As you walk up the steps, you hear the sound of a cat meowing. You look down, and the cat is rubbing its body against your leg. You lean down to pet the cat. As you pet the cat, you feel the purring vibrations against your fingertips. The outdoor cat has an orange coat with stripes of light orange and dark orange. You leave the cat to bask in the sunlight. And you walk into your house. The floors of the house are wooden and well worn in. You walk by a large wooden staircase and turn to your right into the kitchen. You smell the delicious smell of home-baked cookies in the oven. You turn around and walk up the staircase. There are three bedrooms upstairs. You very slowly walk up the stairs, walking and relaxing. And when you reach the top of the stairs, you very slowly walk into your bedroom. There is a large bed in the middle of the room. The window is open, and the sheer linen drape is blowing in the breeze. Your room is almost completely white. The walls are white. Although they have turned off white through the years, your bedspread is white. You decide to lie down for a little while and rest your feet. You turn the sheets down and climb into the bed. You let your head relax on the fluffy white pillow. You close your eyes and feel your body release all tension. Your neck and back sink into the mattress, and every part of your body just relaxes. You relax your arms and hands. By your sides, on top of the bedspread, you let your torso sink into the mattress and your hips sink into the mattress. You are so relaxed. You tighten the muscles in both of your legs and hold that tension for a moment, and then relax your legs. And they feel as light as air. You allow your feet to relax, and it feels so good to no longer be standing on them. You are completely relaxed. As you relax in the bed, you allow your mind to relax more and more. Allow your mind to just float now. It is such a wonderful day with a gentle breeze blowing through the window. You are surrounded by beauty inside your home and outside. You are completely relaxed. You are at ease in your comfortable bed, in your white room, in your old house, on your beautiful land. And you drift off now into a daydream. You imagine yourself looking out the window, looking at the beautiful land which surrounds you, looking up at the sky, and perhaps there are a few clouds in the sky, still floating by. That's right. Taking on various shapes now. Notice the shapes. That's right. They are peaceful, relaxing shapes. Those clouds are soft and fluffy, just like your bed. You imagine what it would be like to lie down on a soft, fluffy cloud. And this thought allows you to relax even more deeply. As you now imagine yourself looking out your window in a daydream, just enjoying how beautiful this day is. It's so amazing. so relaxing, so perfect. And this causes you to relax even more deeply. It allows you to unwind even more, to calm your mind, to calm your body, to calm your spirit, to calm every part of yourself. Imagine now calming your spirit. Imagine your very essence relaxing, your soul relaxing completely. Imagine that now. That's right. Relaxing every part of yourself on every level. Relaxing physically, emotionally, spiritually. Relaxing your mental processes, slowing them down now, allowing yourself to just slow down and relax and to be at ease and comfortable. As you relax on your bed, in your beautiful home, on your beautiful land, just drifting now, relaxing. Good. As you relax in your beautiful house, I would like you to imagine yourself now. That's right, just taking your time and very slowly walking over to the staircase and see yourself now in the hallway. Standing at the top of a heavy wooden staircase. The wood is made of beautiful mahogany, and you put your hand on the banister and feel the smoothness of the wood. You look down the stairs and you see 10 steps. And you see where the wood is more worn at the center of each step, from years of wear. And in just a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I do, just take 1 step for each number I count. By the time I reach the number 1, you will be at the bottom of the steps and completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower you walk on the steps. And the lower you walk on the steps, the more you relax, deeper. Deeper and more deeply relaxed, and you take the first safe, gentle, and easy step down. 9. Another step down. You are so very relaxed. As you walk down the steps very slowly, taking your time, relaxing as you go, as you walk down, down, down. You relax more and more deeply. 8. Down another step, so very relaxed. Letting go, unwinding, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about who you are, and what you have done, and what you will do in the future. 7. Another safe, gentle, and easy step down. Feeling more and more relaxed, so much more relaxed than you were just a moment ago. You are relaxing more and more with each passing moment, relaxing more and more with each step you take. 6. Down another step. Relaxed as you go, just allowing yourself to drift and float now in your mind as you walk down the steps and as you relax. Feel your body, your mind, and your spirit relaxing more and more with each safe, gentle, and easy step you take now. As you walk down that beautiful mahogany staircase in your beautiful house, on your beautiful land. 5. Halfway down now, and notice how relaxed you are. Notice that you are much more relaxed than you were just a few moments ago. So very relaxed. So very at ease. 4. Down another step. So very relaxed. So calm, so peaceful. It is so relaxing to walk down this staircase very slowly, taking your time to relax more and more deeply with each step. 3. Down, 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 relaxing. Unwinding, drifting, floating in your mind. That's right, feeling comfortable with the idea of letting go and unwinding as you walk safely down the steps. 2. Down another step. So very, very relaxed as you walk down the beautiful mahogany staircase, relaxing as you go, and at the count of the next number, you will be at the bottom of the staircase and completely relaxed. Completely at ease, and completely at ease. Your body will be relaxed.
Your body will be relaxed.
Your mind will be relaxed.
Your mind will be relaxed.
All right, now taking that final step down.
And
at 1, you've reached the bottom of the staircase, and you are completely relaxed.
Now, this is going to be very powerful. It might be the first time anybody's ever talked about both of these in a combined way. So let's break it down. First of all, what is the law of attraction? Well, that's something that's been made very, very popular because of the movie The Secret. If you've not seen the movie for some reason, go to www.thesecret.com. This movie came out several years ago and took the world by storm. I ended up on Larry King. Oprah did a three-part special on it. It's been on the cover of Time, Newsweek, and a long list of other places. The movie's been traveling around the world, and why is it getting so much attention? Well, it's giving people hope, and it's teaching them what's called the law of attraction. In the most simplistic terms, what that means is you basically will attract into your life what you are unconsciously thinking about. Now, that's a very simplistic definition. But the law of attraction has been around for a very long time. It's been written about in the 1800s. There's a book called Thought Vibration that came out, I believe, around 1905 that is all about the law of attraction. I've written about the law of attraction in such books as The Attractive Factor, which is the book that got me into the movie The Secret. And famous psychologists, including William James, have defined the law of attraction in his own words by basically saying you tend to get whatever you focus on. Attracting to your life in a very predictable way. That's why they refer to it as a law, everything you get. Now, on one level, this is a little scary because it means you better watch your thoughts. It means that if you're not thinking very appropriately, or you're not thinking very positively, or you have negative beliefs about anything, including money, you could repel it. You could cause some damage in your life. You could have some bumps in the road. And at the same time, this is a cause for celebration because this power to make changes in your life by working with your thoughts. So there's freedom here, and of course I want you to focus on freedom. If you focus on fear, well, simply from the law of attraction standpoint, you'll tend to bring in more things to be afraid of. That's law of attraction. So let's start focusing on what you want. That's the good news of the law of attraction. If you want money, start focusing on wealth. Books about money. In fact, here's a gift. Go read a book I wrote called Attract Money Now, which you can have for free. Just go to www.attractmoneynow.com and you can download the book for free. That's a digital book. If you do want the hardcover, that's not free. And you can go to attractmoneynowbook.com. But go to get the freebie. Read the book. It has a 7-step formula in there to help you attract money. Because I'm trying to help you and the rest of the giving away the ebook version at attractmoneynow.com. So one of the things you need to be doing is putting your thoughts on money, on wealth, on deservingness, on positivity. And we'll talk a little bit more about this as we go through this section. But when it comes to the law of attraction, you're going to tend to attract what you're thinking about. Well, most of the time, you're probably thinking about your debt. You're thinking about your worries, your fears, your poverty, or being jobless, or being without thinking. Sales. And you want to change all of that and begin focusing on what you do want. That's law of attraction. So let me give you a little tip here on how to help you with your thinking. There's a process called what if of thinking. My friend Mindy Audlin promotes it. She wrote a book called What If It All Goes Right, where she describes it, and I wrote the introduction to that book. It's well worth reading. But I can tell you about the what if of thinking method right now, and this will help you thinking about wealth and everything else, so the law of attraction is more on your side. So what if down thinking is when you criticize everything that comes your way? What if up thinking is when you look at the positive and you even upgrade the thoughts that come your way? For example, this wealth trigger actually works. What if, is Joe Vitale really knows what he's talking about? What if the 7-step formula in his book, Attract Money Now, actually works? What if all of this hypnosis and law of attraction stuff works so well that I'm going to start attracting money by the end of today? What if everything becomes easy and effortless? Well, notice the difference. When you do what if down, your energy drops, you don't feel so good, you feel negative, you don't want to take any action, everything just comes to a stop. What if up thinking, your demonstrating this and making all of this up as I was illustrating it for you, and my energy started to increase. I started to feel a little bit excited. You probably even heard it in my voice. So you can change your thoughts with a lot of different methods, and this is what influences the law of attraction. So one of the first tips is go read the book, Attract Money Now. And the other tip is practice what if I'm thinking. What if this actually works? What if it all goes right? And start playing with that kind of mentality. Your energy will change, and you'll start to attract more good things into your life because of that energy change. Again, that's basic law of attraction. So, what about hypnosis? Well, hypnosis has been around for centuries. Some people fear it. Some people think that you're giving up control, and that's not hypnosis at all. Very often, hypnosis is such a slight trance state that you don't even know you're in it. There's actually something called waking hypnosis, which is where your eyes are open, but you're still in a trance. Now, you've experienced this because we all have. We've been driving. If you've been going down a road, maybe a highway, maybe late at night, you've been driving along, and suddenly you just kind of snap to and realize that you missed the last two or three exits because your mind was driving you unconsciously. But where was your conscious mind? You didn't go off the road. You were still on the road. Something was taking care of you. You were in a waking trance. Your eyes were open, and somebody looked at your face. You looked like, oh, maybe you're relaxed, but you're awake. But you weren't totally awake. And a deeper part of you seemed safe. Hypnosis works on that level. Now, you can even go deeper with hypnosis. Hypnosis has been used in surgery. Many dentists have used hypnosis without giving people pain medication. I don't think you need to go that far with hypnosis, but it does illustrate the power of this method. And hypnosis has been blessed by the Medical Association since around the 1950s. So this is not new, this is not scary, and it is very powerful. So hypnosis is a way to reach your unconscious mind. Now, why is this important? Well, the law of attraction is working with your mind, too. The mistake most people make when they first get introduced to the law of attraction is that they look at it from a top-level, superficial level only. The law of attraction doesn't work on your conscious thoughts. It works on your unconscious thoughts. This is really important. It's a breakthrough of a discovery in terms of understanding human behavior and how the mind works. For example, when New Year's resolution time comes around, the first of January, most people sit down and they create resolutions for themselves. They say, I'm going to join a gym. I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to date more. I'm going to do something positive for myself. They're always well-intended statements or resolutions. They never say, I'm going to start heroin next week. They always say something like, I'm going to open my own business next week. I'm going to do something positive. What happens a week later or a month later, sometimes the same day? They give up on their resolution. Why? If their conscious intention was a noble and healthy one, why did they give it up? The answer is, in their unconscious mind, they have what I call counter-intentions. And the counter-intention can be anything from, I don't deserve success, money is evil, I'm not likable, I'm not lovable, nobody would go out with me, my business idea doesn't work, my business ideas will never work, I'll never get a job, I'm not hireable, I'm overqualified, I'm underqualified, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So, the law of attraction is not working with your conscious thoughts. You can sit and affirm all day long, I am wealthy, I know where the wealth trigger is, I am attracting money. You can sit and do visualizations all day. You can imagine yourself with your new car, your new house, your new job, sales coming in, holding checks. You can do all of these things. Now, hypnosis rides in to the rescue. Because hypnosis is a way for you to easily, effortlessly, and quickly change the counter intentions in your unconscious mind. Now, in this particular program, you're going to have some inductions that will walk you through that experience. Right now, I'm just talking about the law of attraction and hypnosis as a powerful double whammy tool to change your deeper thoughts, which changes your emotions, which changes your behavior, which changes the results you get. Once you take care of those unconscious counter-intentions around wealth and money, you will begin to attract. I say the phrase, money is the root of all. I pause, let you fill in the blank. What do you say? Money is the root of all. You said evil. Why did you say evil? You said evil because you were programmed to say that. Almost all of us were programmed to say that. It's actually a misstatement from biblical literature. And because we have that statement in our unconscious mind, we think money is evil. Well, think about this even deeper. If you consciously think to yourself, I'm going to attract money, I'm going to use hypnosis and attract money, I'm going to use the law of attraction and attract money, I'm going to do what Joe Vitale and his friends say, and I'm going to attract money. Now, the good news for you is this wealth trigger program is all designed to work on the conscious and unconscious level. And the scripts and inductions and everything that we're giving to you is designed to change you easily, effortlessly, and permanently on that unconscious level. So you can allow wealth, but you will actually welcome wealth. And in case you still think money is evil, let me point out that the actual biblical literature says the love of money is the root of all evil. Explain that a little further. The wealthy people I know, myself included, are not in love with money. They're in love with wealth, money, and freedom. Freedom is what they really want. They're in love with freedom. The freedom to do what they want, the freedom to make a difference, the freedom to use money as a tool and to distribute it where it will do the most good. I've been able to have great party for myself because of money, but I've also been able to buy cars for family and friends, to make contributions to causes I believe in, to start causes that I believe in, and to distribute the money to people that I knew needed it or had worthy causes that I wanted to support. You get to do that as well. If you want to make a real difference in the world, become wealthy and distribute money to where you think it will do the most good. Money. Money can help you achieve all of your dreams. Money is good. Money can help you achieve all of your dreams. Money is good. Money can help you achieve all of your dreams. So let's talk a little bit more about how to attract money. This is working with the law of attraction, but I'm also using hypnosis, conversational hypnosis, if you will, to help reach your unconscious mind. So the first thing you want to do is clear your unconscious mind of the counter-intention. Now, we're doing that through all of this talking and monologue that I'm giving you. Plus, there'll be some scripts that you'll be going through later. The second thing I want you to do is let your passion surface. When people ask me, Joe, how did you go from homeless, poverty, bankrupt, to this world-famous author and so successful and so wealthy? And I would say, I've done nothing but follow my passion. I have followed my passion even when I didn't know it was going to pay off or I didn't know how it would pay off. So I want to encourage you to look within, find what your passion is, and begin to pursue it. Now, if you don't know what your passion is right now, play with possibility. What if you didn't know what it was? Or what if you won the lottery and you're totally fine with money and you now have, we'll say, $350 million, and even after you pay taxes, you have a tremendous amount of money to do whatever you want. After you buy the cars and the houses and make world trips, what are you going to start doing? That'll help point in the direction of what your passion is. Also, what's your hobby? What did you want to do when you were a kid? What did you do when you were a kid? What have you done for rest and relaxation? What have you done as a kind of avocation, if not vocation? This all helps point in the direction of your passion. Also, you want to take action. Many people overlook that the word action is in the phrase law of attraction. Action is an attraction. Many people complain that in the movie The Secret, we don't talk enough about taking action. Well, that's interesting because I'm the very guy in the movie The Secret who leans forward, gets in your face, and says, when the idea is there, you have to take action. Life is a co-creation. If you want wealth, you have to act on your ideas. You have to act on your passion. And you do that by taking inspired action. If you're inspired to make a phone call, buy a book, attend a seminar, to do anything, you do it. That's part of your agreement with the universe to make a difference to attract the wealth. You must take action. Another thing that you want to do is be grateful. Now, gratitude is one of the single most powerful things you can do to change your energy. From a law of attraction standpoint, when you are grateful tend to attract more things to be grateful for. So look around right now and find something you sincerely feel grateful for. And start to get into the energy of feeling that gratitude. Because the more you can sincerely feel it, the more you change your energy. And you will begin to pull into your next experiences things to be grateful for. Each future moment will get better based on the gratitude you experience in this particular moment. Now, I want to give you one final tip when it comes to using the law of attraction combined with hypnosis. I want you to set a goal for yourself. When it comes to attracting wealth, what does that look like? Do you see yourself with a particular sum of money? Most people don't. A number doesn't usually give them that emotional charge that they need to motivate them to do anything. So what does it look like to you? What does the picture look like when you can step into? You have a boat, you have a particular car, you have a particular home, you live in a particular location, you have a particular job. Are the websites you have up pulling in a certain amount of money? Do you see yourself traveling? Do you see yourself spending money on a particular thing? What is the image, the vision that you see? What I'm asking you to do is create an end result. When it comes to wealth, where do you want to be? I want you to establish a picture in your mind right now. See yourself driving the car of your dreams. See yourself going to the job of your dreams, which could even be working at home. See yourself cashing the checks that are coming to you or looking at your bank account and seeing it get larger because of the wire transfers coming in. I want you to see you in the house of your dreams. If you're with somebody, see that person. If you're traveling, note where you're going to around the world. Now, as you get into this photo in your mind, I want you to step into it. I want you just to see yourself. I want you to step into that person that's been in your vision so that you can feel it. What does it feel like to be wealthy? What does it feel like to be driving this particular car? What does it feel like to be traveling, cashing these checks, or buying the things that you feel are signs of abundance? What does it feel like to be in this dream home? What does it feel like inside? In terms of wealth and accomplishment, feel that for a moment, because what you're doing is planting in your unconscious mind a hypnotic picture. We're using hypnosis, the law of attraction, to establish something that is going to come into your reality very quickly. You want this, you long for this, you're ready for this. Because you're feeling so good, because you know this is coming to you, and it is something you want so deeply, with such deep love and gratitude, the law of attraction is working on an unconscious level to bring it to you. And we're using hypnosis to anchor this in your unconscious mind. All you have to do is take action when the opportunities appear. This is how you use the law of attraction.
And as you continue to relax,
every breath you take
is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is
to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago. Or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. All right now. If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you're asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said. And each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. Wonderful.